Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Dallas Cowboys would like to try anything to get something to work for that team. They lost horribly, 34-6 to the Eagles at home. Perhaps they want to look into redoing the stadium, but according to owner Jerry Jones, that's not happening.
Yeah, this is, Tiff, one of those things where I completely agree with Jerry Jones. Like, Jerry kind of threw Mike McCarthy under the bus. On this whole situation. He's like, everybody in the NFL and everybody in the world knows where the sun is going to be at certain points. And you have opportunities to do whatever you need to make sure you're not in a position at the end of the game to where you're staring into the sun.
And this is talking about CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah.
Missed a touchdown pass because the glare was in his face.
I apologize. You haven't seen it. So CeeDee Lamb drops a touchdown ball that's thrown right at him because the sun's glaring in his face through the window at Jerry World. And CeeDee Lamb comes out afterwards and goes, we need to get curtains.
I don't know what that would look like.
I love it.
Like, everybody in the world knows where the sun is going to be and which direction the stadium is pointed. It's one of those things. When you build a high school baseball field, you don't put due west in center field because you'll never be able to see when you're playing baseball and the sun is going down.
But you're saying you don't when you build the stadium.
Yes.
So, and I'm not saying you can just go miraculously change things now.
Yes.
But maybe some thought should have been,
I think
put
it's
into
just,
that.
Like I said.
Where the horizon is.
It pops up once or twice a year. The time changes and everything else going on. It just seems ridiculous that this is what we're talking about. As bad as Dallas played.
That's why we're talking about it, because it's a bad season.
That's what Jerry Jones' frustration is. We're talking about the sun on one play, and yet you just got blown out by the Eagles. Blown out by the Eagles, who have not been a great team all year, although they have been recently, and we're talking about the sun. I'm with Jerry Jones on this one. He's like, we're not going to tear the stadium down. Figure it out. Defend the other end zone. Whatever you got to do, but it's ridiculous.
But about the play call, why would you? You shouldn't have to think about that. And I'm not saying that this is what we should be talking about. Or I'm kind of with Jerry Jones on we're talking about a glare. But you had brought up everybody knowing where the sun's going to be and the play call. What if you're doing what either you're trying to dictate to the defense or you're taking what the defense is giving you? So that would have been a touchdown.
All I'm saying is the Eagles dealt with the same thing. The Eagles dealt with the same thing, right?
So someone was there to be like,
you have to flip into the field every quarter.
I understand.
Right? So the Eagles dealt with the same thing, and somehow they still came away with 34 points. That's my only point. Is like, let's keep the main thing here, and let's realize that everybody that comes there is dealing with all the same issues the Cowboys are dealing with. Should they have to? Maybe not. But the conversation is not to be had immediately after game, like we're pointing out and saying that's the reason they lost.
Well,
they got their butt whooped.
Maybe understand it, and if I don't know who won the coin toss or who didn't, but maybe understand that, make part of your strategy of which way you want to kick.
And that's what Jerry was saying.
And
like I said, he was throwing McCarthy under the bus.
Well, and I thought Micah Parsons' comments were the most telling. Is he talks about what's going on, and he says I'm not worried about Mike and Zim. He's like, they can go wherever they want to go. If the season's over, he's like, I worry about the guys, and he mentioned Zach Martin by name. This could be Zach Martin's last year. I want to hold the trophy for guys like that. That's the leadership that you want to hear from a player. And I know Micah Parsons gets a lot of flack for his podcast and what he says and that, but that's the leadership during and after a game that you want from a guy who's one of your best players.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.